Hey everybody, I'm Jody Vance.
And I'm George Affleck.
And George went away in
Oh,
what was the busiest time in global politics. We got a federal Canadian election. We got a trade war ongoing and a meeting with Donald Trump. We even needed to choose a pope. It is.
unspun. Okay, to be fair to my choice of taking some time off, when hasn't it been busy? We've been doing the show
Okay, that
for
is true. That's true.
episode 280, 90, whatever we are, and we have never had a slow week. So if I were to wait for a slow week, I
You
would never
never
get a
leave.
break. I'd never get a break.
Honestly, ever since the wood chipper, ever since the legislature, we have literally, I think that was day one for us, wasn't it?
Was week
The
one, yeah.
scandal at the ledge. Well,
Oh,
let's dive in
the
here.
good innocent times of wood chipping.
Oh, the innocent wood chipper. Remember when we thought we had problems back then, George? Pre-COVID.
Lee. Lee.
Let's talk about the federal election and the lead up to it. How engaged were you during the days? I mean, you were across the pond. You were in beautiful spaces. Were you paying attention closely?
Yes, of course. I was with my group of friends that I travel a lot with, including Rob McDowell, who many people some people know, and some other people that are pretty engaged with politics. So we were all pretty focused on what was going on. We all voted before we left.
Of course you did. Oh, I never doubted that.
Yeah, so which was an interesting experience. But
Well,
yeah,
tell
no,
us
it
about
was
that first, because that is quite a story from here that we haven't touched on. So I had a
yeah,
voting
well,
experience as
yeah,
well.
I've never voted in advance in a handwritten, you have to handwrite the person's name, to go to this place on the, in a building in somewhere in Vancouver. It was just kind of a weird experience. It was yeah, weird to have to handwrite the name down. I thought,
Yeah.
oh, yeah. So
But you
yeah, it
did.
was, but I did. And yeah, I've been watching it. I mean, I think we didn't we predict I thought we talked about it was gonna be closer than people were saying. Everybody thought it was gonna be a liberal blowout, I think, when I left, and I think you and I were saying, but that it was gonna be closer than that, and I think it
You
was.
did, and I will give you full props for doing so, because even at a time where polling was showing, the polls did tighten up a little bit more after you left, but you rather predicted that polls are a good snapshot and very valuable, but internal polling has to be showing that this is a tight race and that rock getting everybody out to vote is going to be the big deal. I believe that's how you left the last conversation, was like, it's one thing for the polls to say that, but if the polls are like, it's going to be a liberal blowout, there are people that are being like, I don't need to vote. I'm
Yeah, and
good.
I think we talked about Quebec, BQ
Yeah.
losing. I predicted about 20 seats, and then
And the
the
NDP just,
NDP, which was no surprise. So
no.
that's really how the Liberals pulled it off. Because you look at North Island, Tamara in Nanaimo, she won, and she's conservative. She took an NDP seat. So, interesting. There's a lot of those
So
places where their NDPers became conservatives. We're
that's
very.
the thing that I found so wild. Like, and can you explain to those who will tune in to Unspun because they love us and not really understand what happened there? It's like, how does somebody flip from being an NDP supporter to suddenly casting a ballot for the Conservatives?
As part of it was the loss of the NDP vote, but I think, and they were going somewhere, and they went to the Liberals, so that therefore the Conservatives got their base up. But I think you look back way back in time, for those who can remember
In the Wayback
the
Machine.
Reform Party of Canada,
Back in the dirt.
Reform picked up those kinds of votes, and Donald Trump does it in the States too. The working class, the union people, they swing sometimes from a super left-wing party to a super right-wing party. I think it's when the party is speaking their language and speaking on their behalf. And North Island and Nanaimo, which are, have faced some of the same issues
Working
as
class.
Vancouver, and they've also faced
Yeah.
some of the same issues as Vancouver. They swung back over, as they did with Reform back in the day.
Well, I can tell you, for the first time in my public-facing life, I guess, I was very vocal about how I was going to vote for the first time, because I just felt that for me it was time to do that, in terms of, because I've been called an NDP hack, I've been called a liberal snowflake, I've been called it all, and I've never said how I was voting. But this time, with the threat of Donald Trump and with what we were seeing happen, and what I've You know, there are people that were saying, I don't really know who Mark Carney is. To those people, I was like, do you not pay attention to the news? Like, how
Course.
did you not? But I mean, how did you not know who Mark Carney was when the financial crash happened in 2008? How did you not know who Mark Carney was as a Canadian when he was navigating the landing of a shock in the UK with Brexit? Like, there's so much about this economist who's not a politician, right? We talk about it all the time. We need more good people in politics, but they don't do it because it is a messy business that, you know, swallows your life, doesn't pay very well, and you get, you know,
Why to sell it?
but I
Why to sell
mean,
it? Yeah.
but that's what I hear from people, because I hear from my family members. I got a very, very smart brother. My big brother is so smart. He's always at the cutting edge of something, and I'm like, great. Why don't you run for mayor? Or why don't you run for what? Fill in the blank. Why don't you run for it? It's like, oh no. No. And so now here we've got somebody who's actually like, you know what? And he does not need the job. Everybody is so mad that he's rich. And I'm like, that's a knock now?
And he built it himself. He came
Yeah, he
from a
didn't
white
build it by
horse to
being.
Edmonton, and he went through good grades, got into good schools. He doesn't come from a rich background. Yeah, and I think, I mean, he was a rock
Anyway.
star banker. I mean, if there's such a thing, he was. And so, not to say you don't know who this guy is, seems a bit naive, but
Right. But
of
the
course,
people
you
who
know.
supported the other candidate, because it was a two-horse race for sure, I had a significant number of debates in the final weeks leading up to Election Day. And I gotta say, there were a couple of them that were very respectful and you know, positive discourse, if that even exists anymore. There were a couple of really good conversations because the algorithms, because you know, the silos were really obvious, and because of the work that you and I do, we're plugging in search engines, like we're covering all the bases. We're not just going down one algorithm. So we're seeing like a broader spectrum. But I did see people that swung much further right and much further left that only had their talking points, right? This side was only ripping down Pierre Poilievre as like the evil villain in a Batman movie. And you know, they're the far right people were ripping down Carney as like he might as well just be Justin Trudeau. Like he's the state. I mean, it was just when it got down to those final days, the panic on both sides, and in particular, and I wanted to bring this, sorry for the ramble, George, but I'm leading to this point, as this has happened in multiple incarnations of Unspun, is that in the days leading up to the actual election day, the rhetoric rose, plunk into the social media cycle. They're coming for your home equity.
Oh yeah, that one. I saw that one. I was like, what? I actually
Yeah.
I grokked that one on X and said, is that true? And it was, no, it's
No.
not. Where did this come from? Nowhere.
I ended up posting about it, and I got a phone call from a high up on background in Ottawa, who was like,
Oh yeah.
please, this is ridiculous. This comes up every time. Every time. Like that's when you know that the other side has polling that says they're losing. Because they need to scare people and like, well, I can't lose my home equity. That's it. And I'm like, okay. But if they start talking about it, and this is a lesson for people that don't understand what's going on in the US with all the chaos making, the time you spend talking about the thing that you're saying, no, we're not doing that, is time you're not spending talking about the things that you are going to do. And those things you are going to do are what are the things that are going to get you votes, right? So the campaign went crazy, George.
It did. I'm still on X a lot, and I find it, and people say how negative X is, and it's true because I had forgotten, because I went on election day, I was on X and or Twitter, as you like to call
Yeah,
it.
I call it Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
I'm never giving
I
in.
go back and forth. I say it's still a tweet.
Hell.
I went, oh, I wonder, I'll go to CBC and just track, see their broadcast on,
Yeah.
where is there, and they're off X. They've been off X. I forgot they've been off X. And so I find that disappointing. I feel like media should, I don't care what you think about Elon Musk, but you're empowering this platform now for all the right wings. No wonder it's gone super right wing, because everybody left. And I'm like, you can post
I
on
didn't
all these
leave.
places. I know you
I'm still
didn't, I
there.
didn't.
No.
I do on Blue Sky once in a while, but Generally,
I find
X
it.
is still where the volume is there, and
I'm just gonna
I just think
keep
other
your
media need
point.
to go back
Keep
there. They need
going.
to go back there. People need to go. If you want to fight the fight and get your messages, you can't just leave these places to be focused on by these other special interest groups, because of course they dominate because they dominate the feed. So come back, CBC, do your job and post your content on all platforms. Why are you being biased?
I would say that there needs to be a department that is who posts on those social media sites that attacks of that would happen. So it's not an individual, it's not a person that has
Yeah.
to deal with
Just
the
put your shit out
blowback of
there.
it.
Yeah.
And you don't read the comments. I have people coming to me, have you seen those comments?
Yeah,
And
I
I'm
get
like,
that too.
God, no. Oh my God. Every now and then I'll go through and I'll just block a whole bunch of crazy bots. And I don't care. I don't care. Because the
The
fact of
only
the
person I
matter is,
block is Elon Musk.
that's the only person you block.
Yeah.
That's funny. I block people because they love to harass women. I don't know why, but I'm not down. But Blue Sky, on the other side, flip side of that, Blue Sky is
I noticed people
a
are
bunch of
infiltrating
people
it.
high-fiving each other about how shitty
Yeah.
the other side is. And I'm like, okay, that's that, great. You know, everybody agrees here.
But I noticed that the Blue Sky is getting a lot of those people infiltrated on the right side of the spectrum are all infiltrating Blue Sky now. So
Oh, are they? I'm not
yeah,
seeing that. I
they're
guess I'm not
posted on
on
there.
often enough.
I
Right.
guess they follow me or something. I'm not sure, but
Oh,
they
probably.
probably.
I probably blocked them all already. Can we talk a little bit now about
Yeah.
the Donald Trump effect? And because we before you left, that was tariff times, tariffs on, tariffs off, tariffs on, tariffs off. What are we doing? They're 100%, they're 125%. This is you, this is no, it's, and then like walking it back. There's so much chaos, George, that we can barely even put our fingers on what's actually happened, like what's actually come into play, what's been on a 90-day pause, blah, blah, blah. So
Yeah.
instead of trying to go to the specific thing, let's address the Mark Carney visit, because Carney wins the majority, a slim majority, or sorry, minority, missing a majority by a very slim margin. Was it 3 seats? And so he's prime minister, that's it. We should probably start with Pierre Poilievre losing his seat in a fairly embarrassing, resounding way. What do you think? What did you see there?
Well, I think that he was caught up in the wave of Quebec, the Quebec anti-conservative. He's in a very interesting riding in Ottawa, which kind of bridges over into Quebec. So I think he got caught up in that a little bit, the anti-conservative, pro-liberal move towards that. So he got in, but he had how many people on his ballot? Apparently,
The
there's this.
ridiculous 90 person
Yeah.
ballot that they had to teach you how to fold it properly or you'd spoil your ballot, and then it took extra long
Yeah.
to count them, and he was resoundingly voted out.
Yeah. So there wasn't even, you couldn't argue that there was people confused or something.
No.
So I think, no offense to him, he's just not likable. And I
He's not.
while he's going to get the seat, likely, running in Alberta, it's an easy seat to win. I don't think this guy is he's he don't, people don't like him. I mean, I there was that clip from CBC that got a lot of positive and negative heat, but the door
Which one?
knocking, the one where the guy said he was a pundit. I forget who he's from, one of the I forget who it was now, and he said basically people just thought on the door knocking they would say, well, we would vote conservative, but this Poilievre guy just seems like a bit of a dick. That's a quote, and I think that's the problem, and it's you can't overcome that. You really can't overcome personality disorder. Disorder, personality, not disorder, like personality. You
I'm going to
can't.
say
You
that,
are who you
yeah.
are.
And people might have given him a pass if he had moved at all on getting security clearance and perhaps putting together a platform that
Maybe.
didn't involve, 17 photos of himself to create more pages in the platform. There were a bunch of things that sort of added up to this being more smoke and mirrors than anything else. And having the personality of somebody who lacks any level of warmth, which he tried to change in the week leading up. And I love Chantal Hebert. Like she's my go-to because she'll never say anything that she doesn't double check, triple check, believe. She's not going to say the popular thing. She's going to say the true thing. And that's not to say that everybody else just says the popular thing or has an agenda, but Chantal just gives no Fs. You know what I mean? Like I love listening to her. And what she spoke about where Poilievre is at. And I'd be paraphrasing to say, basically, she said, you know, he'll probably get another kick at the can here to some degree. But it's been proven that he is, as you point to, not popular enough in order to win the prime minister's office. And that's something that the Conservatives as a party federally will need to address. And perhaps, and she teased the thought that maybe there's a legacy politician on the Conservative side, the son of, that perhaps wants to move into a position. Can you
Oh,
imagine? Can you imagine?
I
I
mean,
haven't heard anybody really jump off that, but yes, we're talking about
have you
him.
heard his show? I'm
Oh, yes, I
sorry,
have.
Chorus. That's just not good show. Not good radio. Sorry, Chorus.
It will speak to the base, though. I don't actually hear the show as much as I see. We're talking about Ben Mulrooney, and I see what moves on social media. And the way it's a very right base, red meat rhetoric. It doesn't feel like information to me. And I get it.
It
That's
feels
a strategy,
contrived on his
right?
part.
It does.
100%.
It
He's
does. It
contrived.
does.
He's. I
Yeah.
don't
Oh,
feel
yeah.
any sincerity coming from that guy at all. I never have. The guy doesn't seem sincere at all. He has no hope, I think, of winning as a politician. None. That guy, Ben Mulrooney, I believe, has not the qualities that people would vote for because he's milquetoast. I'm sorry. He's trying to be controversial, listen, and he's not. He's like
Right.
speaking these words that whatever, and you're like, I don't think you really believe that. That's how what
And
I
that,
hear
see,
it.
therein lies the rub with where the Conservative Party, because I know, I mean, I would consider you a fiscal conservative. I don't know how you vote federally. I wouldn't pretend to project upon you how you might vote. You know, I'm mushy middle. I might vote this way or this way or this way. I don't know. But this election, I voted for Mark Carney. I voted because I wanted the adult in the room. And I'm okay with saying that out loud. And if I never work again in impartial media, that's fine. Because I thought it was that important. I do think it's that important in this moment. But I have in the past looked at platforms by conservatives and thought, that makes a lot of sense to me. There's a lot within this that makes a lot of sense to me. And then I go to what's in it for women? Is there intolerance towards LGBTQ2S plus people? You know, how are they on the climate? How is it all about being fiscally conservative? Like, that's how the mushy middle sort of looks out both ways, and do so also on the left, because there's, you know, all of the extremes. Both extremes are shitty, in my opinion. But I would say, like, I know fiscal conservatives who do not want somebody who's performatively ranting catchphrases with no substance and just, you know, building a base rooted in, you know, kind of being a reality TV show star.
Well, yeah, in this case, a radio star.
Right,
Star.
but I
It's
was pointing to Trump on that one
no,
because it worked for him.
Totally. And when I was in office, there was, and my profile was, going up or whatever. And there was a lot of pressure on me to jump on that populist bandwagon. It's just not my style.
I'm so glad you didn't.
It's not how I behave. And I think it would come across as insincere. And so if you're sincere about being a populist, then it works great. So Trump
Right.
100% is sincere about being a populist. That's all he is. He has nothing else going for him.
Yeah.
That's not a necessarily a criticism. It's actually
It's just a true fact. It's a
Clarity in his
statement.
own persona that he knows how to sell himself. And I think that's what you do as a politician. At the end of the day, you're selling yourself, you're selling your brand. And do people want to eat that brand of cereal that day? It's a question. So Carney came in with this new brand that then overpowered, took on the Liberal Party brand, and the brand that Poilievre was selling, not edible. Nobody wanted it.
Right, but
No.
when it went up against the Trudeau brand, it worked because people were done with the Trudeau brand, right?
Right.
Like, and I got that. And when I had those that discourse, the debates with my fiscal conservative friends, like good friends and family members, and they would say, "But he's just like Justin," and I'm like, "Or not?" Like, well, he was an advisor, and I'm like, "Well, didn't Chrystia Freeland, who was finance minister, bail because he wasn't listening to her? Maybe he was also not listening to Mark Carney. Maybe those two are exactly not him." And
And
that was
Trudeau,
actually the thing that got a couple of my conservative friends going, "Oh, I never thought of it that way," because they were so baked into just like Justin,
and
just
also
like Justin.
politicians have a life or a shelf life. And I always
Right.
say,
Oh, for
I left
sure.
after 7 years. You don't stay more than 8 years. If you
No.
do, you're planning your exit strategy. So the best
Unless your
example
ego's so
of,
big that you won't.
well, but you'll lose. And say, like, let's use Gregor Robertson, who now is an MP, left after 10 years because he wouldn't have won the next election. He knew it. He barely scraped by the last one, but his personal brand is still strong, as is proven in him winning the MP seat up in South Vancouver. So,
And Don Davies now being the interim leader for the NDP.
which means he can't be leader. What's their rule in NDP? I forget. I know some party conservatives
No.
have a rule where if you're the interim, you don't get to run. I think that most parties. So that means he's not interested in who the hell is going to be the leader?
Sorry, my dogs don't like that answer. Someone rang my doorbell.
Really?
So I'll mute
I can't
myself
hear
and
them.
you can
No, I
talk
can't hear
for
them.
a
I can't hear them. Anyways, but yeah, so we should move on. Should we talk
we should.
tariffs?
Hold on. Guy.
I can't hear them. I can't hear them.
Oh, okay.
No.
So let's talk tariffs.
Yeah, well, yesterday was interesting because we had the Pope, the new American Pope, which I'm surprised. I don't think Trump's taking credit for it yet, has he?
No, he's not taking credit for it, but he's very proud that an American was named Pope Leo XIV, and he's very much looking forward to meeting him in person because that'll be a very special moment.
I bet. But the speech that the Pope made was pretty anti-Trump, as far as I could tell.
Very anti-Trump, and
Yeah. My
church
Latin's too
in
terrible, but
Peru, the truth, but his place that he's lived in Peru for 20 years is largely indigenous peoples. He has been deeply rooted in migrant community and the struggles of marginalized people. He actually even tweeted at JD Vance not long ago, like he is active. He understands social media. He understands what Trump, I think there is a reason why he was chosen as opposed to the front runners, right? He kind of came up the middle. It's historic on many levels, and I think some of those cardinals must have recognized that this will be helpful. And he's only 69 years old. Like
Yeah,
he
he's
could
young
be there for a long
for the
time.
rest of our lives. I think by the way, is everybody Catholic now in the world based on the newscasts or any
Right, I know that
other?
was a little
There's
extra.
a lot of
1.7 billion Catholics. There are way more
watching
Muslim people in this world.
Watching a bunch of bishops line up and go into a building. That was exciting
I know.
TV. But the worst thing for Trump was that it took away, it blew the wind out of his sails on his tariff deal with Britain, which, by the way, I think I talked about this. We talked about this, and I said, and I maybe it was in, I can't remember if it was on the show or if it was in real life or wherever, but my feeling has always been that Trump needs a sales tax, right? They need cash. And so he's trying to find a way to say, bring in a sales tax, a national sales tax, without calling it a national sales tax. So they need 10% sales tax. Basically, that's the math that they need in order to not go bankrupt as a country. They owe so much money, trillion, $30 trillion. So they
Crazy,
need to
getting
find
worse by the day.
they need an
Yeah.
easy cash cow, like all countries have. But he didn't want to. He
Without
could
canceling Medicaid and social services, right?
exactly, and without calling it a tax, and to blame it on somebody else, not on him. So I still believe that this 10% base, which based on the deal yesterday was the UK, which was 10% basically in UK, and 3.5 into the UK. But basically, the Americans buy, I think it's less than 3% of the GDP comes from the UK. So it's such a min ours is what, 15%, 12, 15%. So it's such a minimal number. And they got 3.5, they were at 1.5, so they went up by 2% in the UK for the stuff they import. It was such, and so basically the 10% rule is what we're going to see. I think that's what Canada will get. And at some point we just admit that this is what he's doing. He just needs a
And
tax.
it's what it's, but we're trying to do it now. We all understand as a global community that we just have to be like, thank you, sir. May I have another? Just so it can be a win for
Oh
him.
my God. That
Fine. If it's a win for you, fine.
press call. I mean, when I compare the meeting with our prime minister and Trump, and then seeing that prime minister of UK, like, that was so, like,
I
come
know. It
on,
was like
dude.
kissing the ring really hard.
Too much,
Too
dude. If
much.
I was a Brit, I'd be like, no thanks. I mean, he's Labour as well, so I'm like, bye. But also,
Keir Starmer is who we're talking about, right?
yeah,
Yeah,
he's too much.
just for our viewers or listeners at home, the leader, the prime minister, is
Too much.
But
Too much.
interesting, interesting to also note on a global scale that the Trump effect has seen left-leaning or moderate center-left governments elected in Australia, Germany, Canada, and now a pope. So there is some hope of some semblance of correction after what was a very fast rolling shift to the right on a global scale. The amount of damage, though, that the US president might be able to do upending norms, established 80 years ago, post World War II, just upending everything. The correction on that is going to take a lot. There's going to be a generation of people who suffer. And interestingly enough, it's going to probably be boomers, the people that are going to be, aging in this next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, because it's going to take, we got, 1,346 days, 5 hours, 20 minutes, and 30 seconds left of U.S. President Donald Trump.
Well, that
There's
you know
actually
of,
a,
that you know
there's a, well,
of.
he's actually saying out loud now that he's not going for a third term.
Because he'll be dead of old age.
Oh my God. But will it be Donald Jr.? Do we just hand off hats now? Red hats. Okay, gotta ask about things locally. I know we're gonna talk more about all of those things on
Funny
this
though, my what
podcast.
is this family thing? None of my kids want to get into politics. You never know, though. Everyone's got into marketing, so hey, it's possible a family
Right.
business.
Oh, I have to talk to you about marketing, by the way. I need some curved communications help.
Okay.
I do. No, I'm, and that's not a plug. Well, I guess
Right.
it kind of is. Kind of is. Let's get back to Vancouver and this police barrage. Is that
Yeah,
what
the
they were
five
calling?
mysterious $5 million. Okay, so I because I just got a handle on this today, and so this extra $5 million was spent by the police on this what they're called the something barrage of the downtown east side barrage, basically extra policing on the downtown east side. That's to simplify it. But there's apparently there's CTV, I think it was, where they did some investigation and I found no evidence of any approval of this extra $5 million by the police board in Vancouver. The police board oversees the police. They make decisions on the budgets and then they send them to the council to vote on them, and then that's how it works. But
Right.
the chair of
Massive
the
budget.
yeah
Massive budget that
yes
just
yeah
went
bigger
up.
here. And the chair of the police board, excuse me, is of course the mayor. But so he's going, oh, I don't know, I don't remember this $5 million now. I don't know where, I don't
Sorry,
remember.
the accountant, the guy that
No, this
is
is the
like
mayor
on top of
going,
it all.
oh,
That's
five
what I
million,
mean, but
yeah.
isn't he an
Oh yeah,
accountant?
he's our CGA, our mayor and CGA. Yeah, I don't. Okay, first of all, because we talked pre-show about this. Okay, the goal of this $5 million, from what I understand, was to do a bit of cleanup, and which contrary, makes people a lot of people in the downtown east side and a lot of activists angry. They don't like that police
Sweeps.
presence, the
Yeah, they don't
sweeps,
want
all that's
sweeps. Yeah.
evil. But you were down there, and I've seen some
Hey,
footage.
let me.
Yeah,
Yeah. Okay. So I used to
so.
commute through there. I would commute on my way to work for years. I would drive through the downtown east side. It's just the route. And I would, and covered, I've done stories down there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've all watched it, going from a place that used to be where we would all shop. Go to the Woodward's food floor and walk down Hastings Street and go to the meat shop and go da, 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 go and have some a nice bite to eat. It became a place where largely the community would avoid because it was ghettoized and a war zone and dangerous. And it just was dangerous for the people who had to live there and dangerous for the people that would move through it. And even driving through it, like there's a reason why it's 30 kilometers an hour because there are people who are unaware of their circumstances roaming into the streets. We hear of people being struck all the time. So I, with that in mind, I had friends in town who were business or who were journalism types, and we had lunch over at Hastings and Clark. And I said, yeah, well, we're going to drive back to the west side. And they said, would you mind driving down Hastings Street? Because we've never experienced it, and we want to know if the headlines are true. Then I'm like, well, I mean, brace yourself, guys, because this is humanity, and it's sad and it's awful. And so I'm like, fine, we'll drive through. I don't like doing it like it's performative. I don't want to
Right,
be
it's like a
like,
dis di
look at these poor people,
yeah,
right? Like,
disification
ew, ew.
of yeah.
Yeah, it was more of an educational thing. Like they were actually wanting to know so that when reporting about it, they could be, have had eyes on it. They're not from Vancouver. So we drove through, and I was surprised at the level of cleanliness, the reduction in that sort of flea market vibe, and the piles of things that cause a fire hazard. And I'm rooting for the people on the downtown east side, and I want people who suffer from mental health issues to get the supports that they need. Hopefully that is part of what the downtown east side barrage is. It doesn't sound like it has a lot of support to it, but maybe that's within the $5 million. I don't know, but aesthetically speaking, George, it looks different down there.
I am so confused by this mayor's inability to understand how to take an opportunity and make and ride it. He just blows it every time.
Right.
Clearly, he's done something here, probably against the rules. He, this $5 million, he's bullshitting us. He knows about it. I would
Okay.
say, own it. Own it, buddy. I would say, yeah, you know what? I did approve this and I did push it through because I'm sick and tired of what's going on in downtown Eastside, and
Right.
so is the rest of Vancouver. So yeah, call me on it for sure. Yeah, and go down there and take a look because guess what? It's better. Better for all of us. What is the problem here? You want me to spend, you want me to fix the city? Sometimes it takes some cash. I did it. What's the problem? That's how he should have addressed it as opposed to being all like, I don't know. I don't know. There's $5 million. I have no idea.
KG.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bullshit. Let's get that E rating right now. I don't
We're
understand his thinking. It's like, what do you do? What is, I mean, and transparency is important, and I'm a big believer in it. They could have gone through a process that probably would have worked. And I think that most of Vancouver would support this idea of doing what's happening. And by the way, the process is the engineering department do all the cleaning up of the downtown, he said, and all that stuff. But the problem is they need the support of the police force in order to do their job of cleaning up the streets and doing all that stuff. And they haven't had that until clearly now with this extra money, whatever deal was made
Wherever
that
it came
behind
from,
whatever,
yeah.
however this process worked, we'll find out eventually, I imagine, with probably good journalism, thank goodness.
Thank
You
goodness.
know, I just think that it, hey, buddy, mayor, you haven't had any wins. We'll get onto the park board in a minute, but man, this is a win in Vancouver. I think. I don't think you're. Don't stop listening to the downtown Eastside advocates. That is not the voice of Vancouver. You're. This is a win for you, and the money, people won't care. They won't care about it. They really won't. They'll just say thank you. But he's
Need to
blown it
do,
now.
everybody understands that doing the things will cost budget.
Yes,
It
and
will.
now
There's a reason why
he's
it has
pushed
to happen
away.
is because,
He's
yeah,
thrown it out.
I know,
He's
yeah.
basically. It's not me. It's not me. I didn't do it. Okay, then who was it?
Who was
Okay, I'll
it?
take credit for it. I did it, everybody. George
Way to
Affleck
go,
did it.
George.
Thank you.
You
You're
did it.
welcome. You're
You
welcome.
did
Thank
it.
you.
Now, can you do me a favor and fix the park board, please? Because kids' pool's opening next Saturday. This
Well
just
done.
pisses me off. Yeah, well done. But you want to know? It's been 5 years. I used to swim every day,
Yeah.
every single day. From the day it opened to the day it closed, I'd swim a mile a day. Without question, I was there every single day. Since 2020, I've been there 3 times. I can't get in. I
Because of
can't get in.
the
And
queue
this isn't just
system, yeah.
about me, but I'm talking about my whole community can't get into the pool. Because the
So
people who
who's
book it
going there? Oh.
people who book it 3 days out
Yeah.
book their spots and then don't use them because they're like, oh,
Ugh.
I'm online. I'll book that, book that, book that, book that, book that, book that, book that
Yeah,
back.
yeah.
And nobody goes. The pool is largely empty. It used to be a destination for families. I no longer need to teach my toddler how to swim down there, but I'm telling you, Brady did learn with me in
Right.
that shallow end of that pool. And he had class, open the pool. Open. People are like,
Because
well, it'll
you,
be lined up. Yeah, it will. You know what? We all got to learn to line up again. Oh my God. First come, first serve.
and
How about
actually
we do
people
that with
in,
concerts too? Like, come
yeah,
on.
because people in the pool would see the lineups and go, oh, I probably should leave now. You know,
Right.
there's an instinct of I've had my,
I've done my
and you can only
laps.
sit out there in that
Yeah.
exposed sun for so long. I mean, how much
Exactly,
time do I
George.
need to spend at a pool? It's like the tennis courts. You just go with the weight, and people go, okay, if nobody
Yeah.
shows up, then you keep playing. If there's people
That's
there,
right.
you do your half hour and you get out.
To the park board and to Vancouver City Hall, COVID is over. Lift the goddamn COVID restrictions on our outdoor pool that our taxes pay for. I want to go swimming.
You're
I want to go swimming.
pulling the mask off the park board.
Come on. And I mean, the park board, last, we're going long. Sorry, we're going long.
Park
David
board.
Eby talked about park board and the fact that David Eby, the premier, needs to give Ken Sim, the mayor of Vancouver, the ability to abolish the park board, right? Yesterday in the legislature, David Eby, post legislature, in the scrum, he said the park board keeps falling off the agenda at the ledge because so many of the MLAs are new and they're asking questions and looking to follow procedures, right? But this is the spin, George. I'm just laying it out for you
No,
just in
I love
case.
it.
But he said we're probably not going to get to the park board situation for a while because there are other more pressing things in the legislature and because of the extra time being taken with the rookies in the House. This is where we're at. So basically, the news is that Ken Sim will likely have to run again for mayor on getting rid of the park board.
With a park board candidates. I mean, you
Will
know how
anybody believe him?
the thing is that you and I have been very open about our feeling about the park board, and it's never been a necessarily a criticism of the bureaucracy of the park board or the actual whatever governance. It's been the fact that it's just incompetent. But
Yeah,
that doesn't mean
if they did what they were supposed to do, like take care of the parks.
or get the funding that they need from the city and all that stuff that when Ken Sim was elected and had full majority on all three levels of government, Vancouver could have done a lot of different things.
He could have done a
Instead,
lot
he
of things.
chose to do what he did, which was eliminate the park board. And now he's facing, even if it gets approved this year, a lot of the things that he would run on that, you know, would be something that he could point to. Because
Yeah.
there would be savings, there would be efficiencies, there'd be a lot of things that the engineering department could point to, and because they would take over a lot of the stuff. Absolutely, there would be things that would be immediate, but not potentially as fast. Because you think, okay, let's see, NDP decide if they do it in this term, you know, either probably, if maybe the fall session, maybe. Okay, so that means what, January, February, maybe the park board's gone. So now you're going into an election where you've eliminated something that's very, very, that people are very passionate about the park board. So
I am.
you won't have enough time to say, yeah, but I got rid of the park board. But look at all the great stuff we got, because there won't be time to get the great stuff. So he is so
No.
screwed on this now. That he now has to go into an election, no matter what, whether it's there or not, he's not going to have enough positive things to spin to
Right.
say that this was the greatest thing ever. But I think EB is basically, and we've talked about this, and I think there's so many legal ramifications of this that we don't know about that. When
Right.
you're in government, there's these in-camera meetings that the lawyers come and talk to you, and they say, you don't do this, don't you? And they could scare the hell out of you. They try to, and I feel like lawyers have too much control over governance, because sometimes you just got to take a risk. You just got to do it.
That's an interesting conversation that we should probably have next Thursday. I'd like to delve deeper
Yeah,
into that with
but
you.
I think the NDP are just gun shy. They're just afraid
Yeah.
of pulling the plug and letting this happen, and because the
Right.
lawyers have said, "Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. It's too complicated. It's a mess. It's going to cause this and that, blah blah blah."
It's going to be
So,
like SPS nightmare.
yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. There you
Yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Good, good,
Yeah.
good analogy.
Oh, crazy. Well, I'd like Kitspool to be available to a generation of kids. So if the park board is listening, and I know you watch us because you love us so much, open the pool. And I mean, open it. Give people a chance to have a pass and go there and be healthy. Enough of this bullshit.
I'm
Okay, bye.
swimming in the right stream with you.
That's right.
Let's get this done. Nice to see you again.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.